The following program is a paid advertisement for Mother Earth Foods. The opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, and other show participants are not necessarily those of FM 103.5 and AM 1230 WVNT, Results Radio, its employees, or management. WVNT and Results Radio are not responsible for claims made for particular products or services. Highway to Health with Healthy Dave is brought to you by Mother Earth Foods on FM 103.5 and AM 1230 WVNT. And now here's our show.
And good morning on this Wednesday morning, and welcome to another edition of Highway to Health. Now, you may be wondering, it sounds a little bit different, but the essence of the show is pretty much the same. I'm John Chalfant, not Jameson Young. In case you were disappointed, I can't match up to Jameson's spirit, but I can handle the beginning of the show anyway. And
Yes. Here's
the star of the show. I wanted to say, here's Dave.
Hey, good morning, John.
Good
to have you there at the controls. Appreciate that. And Jameson happened to be out of town and last minute couldn't get back. So, hey, we're winging it without him today.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a great show. Hey, here in the Middle High Valley, I want to thank everyone who's tuning in and those out there in the Spotify world. And because, you know, we're now on Spotify, which is great. So you can hear the show at any time of the day and you can stream it through your car or whatever, since so many people are streaming these days. But we've got a great show lined up today. We've got our great guest, Cheryl Myers from Terry Naturally, who's going to join us talking about some of the newest up-to-date research on olive oil, folks. And, you know, I've always been a proponent of olive oil, but this is going to be a good show. It's really talking about the science benefits and how we really need to pay attention to not only the quality of the oil, but how much we consume of it. So,
yeah, so
it's a good thing. We want to tell you all about, first off, herb of the month is wild geranium, which is actually peeking its head up out of the woods these days. It's quite nice with the warm weather. Heck fire. I was sitting on the back porch yesterday, and last few, you know, because it's been so warm out, and the leaves, just in the course of a 24-hour period on the ridge out there where we live, you can just, it's just the woods are filling up with leaves. You know, the treetops are really nice. So it's kind of, everything's starting to pop out with all the rain we've had. So.
And what that's meant for me is the yard needs mowing. I walked out this morning.
Yep.
I said, I don't know if I'm going to, I don't think I can probably make it till Saturday, which is probably the best day in my schedule to mow the yard.
Yeah.
But I do have a gentleman that lives across the street from me, and he will mow it for me. And I feel bad about
that.
That's
so nice.
But
it's
very nice of him to do that.
Yeah. Well, I mowed yesterday morning because I knew the rain was coming today. So that's the way it goes. Hey, I want to give a shout out to condolences to my good buddy and his family who passed, Billy Murray, who was a really good friend of mine out on Dutch Ridge, known Bill over 40-some years. He happened to be in a tragic accident, you know, Sunday afternoon. And so I just want to shout out to the family out there. Love you and keeping you in our thoughts and prayers. And it's just one of those unfortunate things. So, but anyway.
We're less than a week away from Earth Day.
Yes, I know. Earth Day is going to be Monday, April 22nd. And we're going to talk about a few things today in our new segment just relating to that Earth Day scenario about awarenesses that we can practice. We do have Earth Day t-shirts still available, and you might want to get one of those and wear that as a symbol of saying, hey, but you know, Earth Day's every day. It's not just one day a year. We just globally celebrate it one day a year just to bring awareness about what we can do to in our impact of living as humans on this planet. And you know, the planet's going to go on whether we're here or not. So, you know, we can destroy the heck out of it, or we can try to help it along. We know we have problems, you know, and I live on a farm out on Dutch Ridge Road, and I can tell you in 20 years I have watched trees die. I have watched change of habitat due to, and I'm not saying it's global warming. It's just loss of habitat. But, you know, it's something that's kind of concerning because we haven't at the rate of what we're seeing it, you know.
You know, I know that from my other aspect of radio following the news, I know there is always concern In legislative bodies, not just West Virginia, but also in Ohio, about disappearing habitats, disappearing rural areas. Yeah. I think they call it creep, urban creep.
Urban creep.
Something along that lines point.
It's interesting, too. I was just talking to somebody the other day about, you know, the migration of people who are leaving out of big urban areas, and they're actually moving out into the countrysides. Not only is the land cheaper, but they're moving from state out of like California's got a huge migration, and there are people in West Virginia. Maybe the land's being bought up by people from far distance who've never lived here, which is great for us in a sense, you know. But you know, we are kind of a haven in West Virginia. We're best kept secret on the East Coast, the way I look at it. So, anyway,
Response to the fact that you're not using plastic single use bags anymore in the store. That's obviously people are getting acclimated to that, I guess.
Well, you know, they are, and it's like we do have some of the recycled bags, you know, that plastic, you know, but they're recycled plastic, polyethylene, I think, or whatever, polyprop, I'm not sure. But at least they're reusable. You can use them. They'd hardly fall apart. And we got string bags. Now, the other thing that's interesting about the brown paper bags, those are recycled paper.
Okay.
So at least if you're using a paper bag, it is a recycled product. Secondly, it can be recycled. And you know what's one thing? If you don't really save your bags, and if you do any gardening at all, you can use that bag to kind of help as a weed suppressant. You just open that bag up, lay it flat, put your mulches and your dead materials as you're weeding and stuff right on top of that bag. That bag is going to decompose in a short period of time and go right back into the dirt.
I know as a kid, I remember back, my parents saved everything. It was just of their generation. I'm sure it was the same, but we had a stack of brown paper bags in the house. All different things were in them. You know, that was just something. The Herb Walk coming up May 18th. Yes. Is there still opportunities for people to sign up for that?
This is just brand new, hot off the press. Our Herb Walk will be at Cedar Lane Farm Saturday, May 18th. There will be two sessions, one at 10 and one happening at 1 p.m. It's going to be myself and also my good herbalist friend, Rebecca Wood. And so definitely you can sign up for that. Yeah, you can do it online. You can do it through our webpage. You can also do it at the store. You can call. Just get your name on the list. It is free. There is no – we just need to keep a certain limit to how many people. If we get a lot of people, sometimes I'll take a group and Rebecca will take a group and we kind of meet in the middle. So,
okay.
So yeah, May 18th is the date on that.
All right.
Hey.
And once again, time for the Herb Doc.
Yes.
And Dave, go right ahead.
All righty. And in the news today, hey, we've got some interesting news. It says, what this scientist says you need to know about hundreds of thousands of plastic particles in your drinking water. This just came out April 5th this year. It says, Phoebe Stapleton, associate professor of pharmacology and toxicology at Rutgers University, co-authored a groundbreaking study that revealed the alarming amount of tiny plastic fragments known as nanoplastics found in bottled water. Bottled water. Those little plastic water bottles.
Yeah.
Okay, every liter of water can contain an average of 240,000 particles from seven different types of plastic. Nearly 90% of these particles were nanoplastics made up of synthetic chemicals with potentially dangerous health effects, such as immune dysfunction and carcinogenicity. And it says the remainder were large microplastics. Now, she says, how do these plastics get into the water? Of course, the three different brands of water we examined, the particles all came from the bottle and the cap. But with the two of the brands, the highest concentrations were in the water before it even got into the bottle. And they haven't done the analysis as to the source of where the water works. So they tested three brands, and they said that it was coming from what they found in the water source. Now, that's kind of disturbing. How does plastic, microplastic, nanoplastics get into spring water or, you know, into mineral waters that literally come from inside the planet?
You know, this is a little bit off topic. Not really, though, but it came across something I was reading. And anyway, the gist of the article was, while people take their recyclables and their plastics and into the container, and the article kind of pointed out not all those plastics get recycled.
Oh, no.
I'm sure you're aware of that.
And you can only recycle plastic usually only one time, the ones that are recyclable. They can't be recycled a second time.
I know what it was about. It was about that triangle that's on the plastics.
Yes, yes, yes.
You probably have seen that.
Yes, yes.
And some of those are kind of...
they also have a number value.
Yeah, there's a number in there, too.
Right. And here's the thing I want to talk about, a compostable. You know, you see these compostable containers now that are coming out in the marketplace, which are a good idea. But the problem is that people don't realize you have to have a special composting facility because there's not as simple as say, here, just go put this out in my compost pile and it's going to degrade, okay? It's made from corn. A lot of these are made from corn, but they are kind of manipulated to the point where you have to be able to use heat to break those down. And in a typical compost pile, you'll get some heat, but is it enough to break it down?
Now, are those the bottles that make you feel like a He-Man? And you can kind of squeeze them and they all, you go, oh,
those
wow,
are the,
didn't know
the
my
ones,
strength had improved that much.
Those are the real cheap ones, the real thin ones are the ones that are a big problem.
Yeah.
But anyway, she says here, she goes, what's the difference between microplastic and nanoplastic? Microplastic is anywhere between 1 micron and 5 millimeters in size, okay? Nano means that they're very small. If you have a filtration system, reverse osmosis will also will not allow the larger microplastics through, but the nanos can still get through because it's forcing it through a membrane, okay? It's like a filtration. So there are a lot of health concerns that are kind of starting to crop up, mainly inflammation because they're foreign particles. The immune system doesn't recognize these. It's very difficult. We're not sure exactly even about how they get eliminated, you know? So interesting article, and it's just a matter of, again, single-use plastic bottles is probably one of the biggest contributors to what's been going on here.
Let me ask you a real quick question, because I know we're getting ready to go to a break before too long. But one of the things about that, too, and I think our guest is on the line.
You go ahead and take the
call. Let me take the call, but you also have plastics in some of the water fountains, you have for home.
Here's another one. Tart cherry supplementation decreased systemic inflammation in people with gout after 12 weeks. This came from the American Botanical Council, and it talks about gout is the most common type of inflammatory arthritis and is associated with elevated serum and urinary uric acid levels and low urine pH. Tart cherries are high in what are called anthocyanins and other polyphenols such as flavanols and other types of acids, which have anti-inflammatory and antioxidant effects. Previous studies have found that the consumption of cherry products was associated with a 35% reduction in gout flare-up. So folks out there that are dealing with gout, there is a pharmaceutical called allopurinol, which you have to take, which has got some side effect issues. And again, if you start using, and you can get tart cherry in liquids now, you can get it in chewables, you can get it in gel caps, but the tart cherry has been shown very beneficial. And this was a 12-week study, which showed quite improvement in gout symptoms, which can be very painful. And it's one of those things. I'll tell you another one that's really works very good in that arrangement is celery seed. You can drink celery seed tea. My good buddy, Dr. Jim Duke, used to say, eat 5 stalks of celery a day for gout. He said, fresh celery stalks. And he didn't say anything about putting peanut butter on it, but, you know, you know, we eat celery a lot at home because it's just refreshing, and it's really good for your kidneys. So keep that in mind, folks.
Yeah.
Reduce urine acids by reducing meat product. So, hey, we're almost getting ready for break. I want to say thanks out to our sponsors, Nature's Way, Natural Factors, Irwin Naturals, Terry Naturally, of course, Earthworks, our in-house vitamin line, Life Seasons, Mother Earth Foods, and we'll be right back with our guest, Cheryl Myers.
I'm Dave Hawkins, herbalist owner of Mother Earth Foods. As men age, testosterone levels start to decline. This male sex hormone is known to promote vitality and is involved in mood, sex drive, muscle mass, and muscle strength. Testosterone Upred from Irwin Naturals is a unique 2-in-1 formula for men of all ages. It's designed to help enhance male vitality and performance by boosting testosterone levels already within the normal range and supports nitric oxide to enhance male physical response during any physical activity. The key ingredients at the center of this amazing product are LJ100 Long Jack and L-citrulline. Long Jack is a patented extract that preliminary research suggests helps maintain testosterone levels. And L-citrulline is an amino acid that is readily converted to L-arginine, which can then be converted to nitric oxide. Nitric oxide helps to relax and dilate vessels and allows more blood flow throughout the body.
Irwin Naturals Testosterone Upred for ongoing maintenance of men's health and well-being. On sale now at Mother Earth Foods, celebrating 45 years in 2020.
I know everyone is counting on me, but maybe this project is too much. It's so overwhelming. Can't think. How am I going to make the deadline? I need to calm down and focus, or I won't get anything done.
Feeling anxious, overwhelmed? Everyday stresses and occasional nervousness are common in this fast-paced, high-pressure world. AnxioCalm from Terry Naturally is a fast-acting, safe and effective way to relieve occasional anxiety without drowsiness. AnxioCalm is made using a specific species of echinacea called Echinacea angustifolia. It produces plant compounds that reduce occasional anxiety, stress, and nervous tension when taken at the recommended dosage. It's perfect for everyday use and just occasionally when you need extra support. You have nothing to lose but your worries. AnxioCalm is backed with our 30-day money-back guarantee.
Try AnxioCalm for everyday stress and anxiety. Brought to you from Terry Naturally. On sale now at Mother Earth Foods. Shop with confidence.
You may have heard that probiotic yogurts can restore digestive balance. But did you know that you would have to eat more than 2,000 cups to get the same potency of one Primadopolis Optima capsule? 2,000 cups? Now that sounds like a stomach ache.
I'm Healthy Dave, herbalist and owner of Mother Earth Foods. Most probiotics on the market contain strains from plants, dairy, and animals and wouldn't naturally originate in your body. That's why I recommend taking Primadophilus Optima HDS with naturally compatible human microflora. I'm so confident in this family of probiotics that I am offering a risk-free money-back guarantee on the entire high-potency line.
Fortify from within. Optima Fortify Probiotics from Nature's Way delivers billions of live cultures. Just one capsule a day builds long-term support for your digestion and immune system. Find Optima Fortify Probiotics on sale now in the refrigerator section at Mother Earth Foods. Corner of 19th and Plum Streets, Parkersburg. Mother Earth Foods. Shop with confidence.
I thought of this wait in the prep for the show. And now, ladies and gentlemen, live from Hollywood, Healthy Dave.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back.
No Jameson today.
No, but that's okay. Hey, yeah. We know how to do that.
Oh, yeah, we can do that.
We figured it out. Yeah. Well, hey, we have a wonderful returning guest back to our show today that we're always excited to have on because we're going to be talking about something really, really exciting, which is why it's so important to use olive oil and olive oil extracts in your daily regimen. So we've got our returning guest, Cheryl Meyer. Welcome, Cheryl.
Thank you. It's been too long, and I hope this doesn't make me Ed McMahon.
No, not at all.
Okay.
But all right. John over here came up with this early because, you know, because we were going to do the intro of the show, but we didn't have it pulled up, so I said, I'll pull it up on break, and we'll just introduce Cheryl with it. So, hey, you're the host of the show now. Anyway, hey, it is so good to hear your voice. Jameson expressed his sorrow for not being able to be here, and he wanted to tell you he was sorry about Purdue. I think he was trying to rub it in a little, but I don't know.
did he say that with a big smile on his face?
Well, of course he did. He was chuckling. But anyway, hey, moving on. You know, it's interesting. You got. I just got the book here a while back, you know, Terry, of course, you know, Terry Lemron's an avid writer about, you know, health benefits of specific compounds. And the extra virgin olive oil book, you know, The Missing Link to Optimal Health, pretty fascinating. And I thought, well, you know, this is something that we need to really have a deeper discussion about because I don't think people really understand it. They know it's been around for, what, thousands of years, but what's really going on? And in the longevity studies, and, you know, you start to look at the blue zones and where people originate, and olive has been kind of the Middle East, you know, Middle Eastern, you know, Mediterranean and Spain and all those areas. It's been kind of a staple, yeah?
Absolutely. You know, I never really considered much about olive oil decades ago. You know, I thought I listened to what my television told me, and my television told me that the, you know, things like canola oil and corn oil and plant oil were super healthy for me, and I should use those instead of saturated fats like lard and grease and all this.
Yeah.
So, butter, margarine good, butter bad, you know, so I had all these kinds of messages. But one of the nice things about, you know, getting a little bit more experience in life is you learn better ways of evaluating the information that you're being no pun intended, fed.
Yeah.
So, right. So I started to look askance at some of these claims about some of these, you know, foods that was being sold that were supposed to be so healthy for us. And You know, when about 26, 27 years ago, I met Terry Limeron, as you said, the founder of our company, remains the president of our company. And even then, he was not just a fan of olive oil. He was like, what would you call it today, a super influencer? Oh, my gosh, he loves olive oil.
Yeah.
And he's a huge believer in the health benefits of olive oil. And even then, you know, he was lecturing me about, you know, olive oil is the only oil you should be using and all this sort of thing. And he himself uses olive oil not just in his food. I've traveled with him. He's a little bottle of olive oil with him.
Oh, really?
And, yes, he does. And, you know, he takes it, if you know, he's got it with him. So if he's at a restaurant or something and they don't have olive oil to put on his salad, he will not put anything else on it. He puts out his olive oil.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's a big proponent. And he also believes that we don't get enough, even if we do put it in salad dressing
right.
or cook with it.
Right.
And he fills up, I am not kidding, he fills up a shot glass.
Yeah.
At least he tells me it's olive oil.
Hey, we'll have to. Good point.
We'll have to check. Maybe I should double check on that. No.
Yeah. No. Just kidding.
He fills up a shot glass, and he'll drink a whole shot glass of olive oil in order to get. He wants to get about the equivalent of maybe like two shot glasses of olive oil into his diet every single day.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
For years, I have known how passionate Terry is about olive oil, and for Christmas. You know, for Christmas, I get, you know, I open up the door and there's a delivery man with this box that has like seven layers of padding in it. And inside is the best olive oil ever known to humankind, which I hide from my youngest son. Like olive oil.
And yeah, this is
probably make. Yeah, this is the good stuff. You know, no, you're not going to make scrambled eggs with this, buddy.
Right.
So,
Yeah, I
so he loves it.
Well, you know, and I started kind of doing that, Cheryl.
Yeah.
We have a Lebanese oil that comes in from, it's a restaurant in Parkersburg called Chom's Restaurant, but it's their family olives in southern Lebanon, and they bring over about 50 cubes, 5-gallon cubes a year. Okay, they use it in all their restaurant food, but we started selling that and started carrying that oil about 2-3 years ago in bulk at our store. And I, after listening to Terry and doing some more reading in his book, I started doing a shot glass of that oil in the morning. And it's interesting because, you know, it's really crazy. You know, we get a lot of misconceptions about oils too. I mean, there's some people out here in the plant-based world that say you can't eat any oil. They don't want you doing any oil. And I'm going like, well, that doesn't make sense to me. But the thing is, we get off on tangents, but doing that, I can't tell you what I've noticed yet but I mean, I just read about it and it really made mental sense to me. And I said, let's just start trying this, you know? So I'm going to keep doing it. And, it's a good quality oil. It is an extra virgin. It's pressed right from their trees, their 100-year-old trees. And, it just goes through a machine, presses the oil out, and that's it. Nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of cool. Anyway,
that's
back.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're lucky to have something like that because I can trust it because some of the things with olive oil, I hear really bad things too.
They're scary. There's some really scary stuff out there. You know, the mafia is involved in olive oil.
I heard that.
I know. Isn't that crazy? So, I mean, first off, you know, I don't know about you, but when you were a kid, did you ever hear of extra virgin olive oil?
No.
No. I mean, and so over the years, because the health benefits are so profound, it's grown and grown and grown and grown in popularity to the point now you go to the grocery store and everybody says they have olive oil in their product. You know, this is made with olive oil.
Yeah. Olive oil potato chips.
Olive oil potato chips. mayonnaise made with olive oil.
Yeah, yeah.
Pam cooking spray made with olive oil.
Yeah.
You know, Newman's Own. But, well, Newman's Own was always a decent enough brand, but they now they put on the front of their label, we put olive oil in our spaghetti sauce. So people are, you know, finding out more and more about these health benefits. But it's because of that that there's, as I said, a lot of adulteration. And when you look at olive oil, there are certain compounds that need to be there in order for you to get the maximum amount of health benefits.
Okay.
And they could be there in tiny amounts, medium amounts, or bodacious amounts. And you really want the big amounts, right?
Right.
And that's usually not, you're not going to get that for $2.99 a bottle.
Oh, come on. Really?
You're going to have to invest in the good stuff. There have been major brands, and I'm not going to name names, but
there
have been major grocery store brands
right.
that have been shown up in exposés that contain that say they're 100% olive oil, that are 90% canola oil, and 10% olive oil.
Oh, my goodness.
With artificial flavoring and artificial coloring adding to make it look like olive oil. So there's just a lot of bad stuff going on around that.
Well,
so number one, if...
Go ahead. I was going to mention one thing.
Go ahead.
It's something, too, about the labels. No one is doing, I know, because as you delve into this, I know you're going to help our listenership understand this, but the analysis of the oils, it's very difficult to find. If you're going to go to the grocery store and pull a bottle off the shelf, there's nothing on there that gives you an understanding of the composition, which is what I know you're going to jump into here soon. So I just want people to understand that it's really a difficult understanding, and so you have to really source out your sourcing. If you're going to use the oils in its whole form, you've really got to know. It's good to do your research and find out the good companies, is what you're saying, too, right?
Absolutely. As I said, there's a lot of bad stuff going on out there. So just like with anything that explodes in popularity, all of a sudden you've got a lot of imitators. You've got a lot of guys that aren't being honest about the label. It's just everybody jumping on the bandwagon. You're very fortunate that you have a source of olive oil from people that you know, and you even know right back to where the orchards are.
Exactly.
So, you know, most people don't have that luxury.
Exactly.
As I said, you know, it's important to know what's in your olive oil.
And if you don't know, go search out a good quality brand.
Absolutely.
And you can find them. They are out there. And some of these ingredients might show, they won't always show up on a label. I've been seeing some little QR codes on some olive oil bottles now that actually, you know, in the natural ramp, you know, in our store, that have a little QR code that you can scan, and it brings up the story. And it does actually, sometimes it will go into that analysis where it'll break down the different components, you know, of the essential, of the fatty acid profiles. So.
Absolutely.
That's a new thing.
And, you know, I hear you. So as I said, so here I've been introduced to the olive oil 26 years ago, that it has become the only oil I use or cook with for salads and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But Terry Limerand is, I don't know if you know this, his birthday is next month. He is turning 86 years old.
He's going to be 86.
I know. Is that crazy? So the reason you're gasping like that is because if you met this man and didn't know him and he told you he was 60, you'd believe him, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would.
You would believe him.
Yep.
So he's vigorous. He's strong.
Yeah.
He travels the world.
He does.
He's alert. When we're traveling, he takes the heavy bag away from me to put in the overhead for me. He's such a gentleman. But I have to tell you one thing. I can't see inside his body and tell you how good his heart is or how good his lungs are, although I have to assume they're pretty good.
Yeah, really.
But I sat next to him in meetings, and I have looked at the man's skin. Now, I'm telling you, this man, he has the nicest skin.
Yes.
I don't want to make it sound like it's oily.
No.
But it's got a little sheen to it. It's got a little luminosity to it. It has good, you know, it's not saggy. He just has really good skin. He doesn't have a lot of wrinkles. Yeah. He doesn't have a lot of dryness. And generally, as we age, one of the things that suffers is their skin, not just with wrinkles, but with dryness.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, his skin is beautiful.
Yeah, I sat beside him. I sat beside him at a, where was I? Soho, maybe, was the last time I saw him. And it was great. He sat at the same table with me there for a little while. We were chit-chatting and stuff. And I noticed the exact same thing you're talking about. And I didn't realize he was going to be 86, but I knew he was in his 80s, but I didn't realize 86, which is phenomenal. That is awesome. That's just awesome.
Yes, he is amazing. Yeah. And as I said, you know, so I don't mean to sell. I'm not pushing olives and olive oil for a beauty product, but I just got to let you know, they're a part of it because I'm telling you, when I talked to him about it one time and I said, does good skin just run in your family, or you know what? And he said, "No, it's the olive oil. It's the higher consumption of olive oil." Mm-hmm. And he said, "You know, so many people are afraid of using olive oil because they've been lectured and taught that fat is bad.
Yeah.
That if you eat fat, you'll get fat." And he said, "That's nothing further from the truth. When they're fattening up cattle in order to get them ready to make them into hamburger and steaks, do they feed them fat?" No, they feed them massive amounts of carbohydrates.
Yep.
Carbohydrates make you fat. Fats don't. Fats are required for it. And because so many people are afraid of using fat, if they use olive oil at all, they're saying, ooh, I better only put in a half a teaspoon. I don't want to get too many calories.
Yeah, I know. I agree with you. And there's a lot of fear around that, and I still see it in people. And I still recommend it. I said, well, just start to increase it slowly, but you need more oils in your system, especially these healthy oils. I pretty much exclusively use olive. I use a little coconut occasionally. You know, it depends on what we're going to put in the skillet, you know, that kind of thing. But even if that, I use an olive oil blend, and we always use low heat. I don't like high heat on oils, so.
Yeah.
So the thing, I know we're going to have to go to break here in about 2 minutes, but, you know, when you start to really look at this, and it really delves into this in the book in more detail, but, you know, heart, cardiovascular, the immune complexes, the humans, you know, of our body, cognitive support, protection from oxidative stress damage, you know, which is just, you know, healthy aging longevity, you know, and balancing out cholesterol levels. This is something that it seems like it's so power-packed in so many areas, and it's like you just have to get small amounts in your body every day, right?
Yes, absolutely. So I believe that it very strongly in finding a really high-quality olive oil. It may cost you $30, $40.
Right.
But I'm telling you, it is a worthwhile investment. When you look at how much you spend for coffee, although I believe coffee is healthy as well. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Don't sacrifice one for the other. But what I mean is people are not trained to spend a lot of money on oils. They're trained to spend a lot of money on what they consider like luxury items or treats for themselves. But consider this a little treat for yourself. So that's the first message before we go to break, is to talk about the importance of olive oil and then to do a deeper dive at other things that olive can do that maybe you can't get just from using the oil.
Okay. Well, hey, on that note, let's do take a little short break, Cheryl, so we can get back and talk about some of the details in terms of the olive. So I want to say, hey, thank you again for being with us. I want to thank our sponsors, Nature's Way, Natural Factors, Irwin Naturally, Terry Naturally, of course, Earthworks, and Life Seasons, who are supporting our show this month and throughout the year. We really appreciate you guys. Couldn't do this without the help of our sponsors. And we'll just return shortly back after this break with our guest, Cheryl Myers.
I'm Dave Hawkins. I'm always looking for the very best products to offer in our store, Mother Earth Foods, and I'm happy to say that I found a new high-quality line that I know you will want to try, Life Seasons. The folks at Life Seasons believe, like I do, that nature has given us everything we ever need to nourish and restore our health. Life Seasons is guided by a simple yet powerful belief, best ingredients, best formulas, best results. Their labels clearly state the levels of each ingredient, and all products are magnesium stearate-free, gluten-free, and made with the purest ingredients available. Each Life Season formula is condition-specific to provide a natural alternative to help manage everyday health concerns.
This month, we're featuring products focused on lung health and immunity. 20% off. Breathe X soothes sinus and nasal passages. Lung Capacity helps increase oxygen uptake into the lungs and thins mucus. And Immune Tea helps build a healthy immune response.
All Life Seasons products are covered by my 30-day money-back guarantee, so you can try them risk-free.
Life Seasons. Nature works. Science proves it. Now available at Mother Earth Foods,
where you can shop with confidence.
I'm Dave Hawkins, herbalist owner of Mother Earth Foods. Traditional Asian medicine has valued ginseng for its powerful ability to counteract stress in our minds and bodies. As an adaptogen, ginseng helps increase energy, focus, and concentration, and supports healthy libido. However, ginseng's growing popularity means higher demand, which leads to over-harvesting and decreased quality. Wild ginseng is threatened, and companies have moved to farming it to meet demand. My friends at Terry Naturally have found a way to ensure the quality, potency, and safety of their farm ginseng. The result is HRG80, a premium red ginseng with a high-quality and ginsenoside content of 20-year-old wild ginseng. The concentration of rare ginsenosides in HRG80 is boosted 7 times, and absorption is 17 times better, enabling molecules to pass through our digestive system more easily. You'll see the difference. Try it today, risk-free, with my money-back guarantee.
Terry Naturally's HRG80 Red Ginseng is available in 2 formulas, Red Ginseng Energy and Red Ginseng Male Sexual Enhancement. On sale now at Mother Earth Foods, where you can shop with confidence.
Well, I know a place where you ought to come, located at the corner of 19th and Plum, called Mother Earth Foods. And what will it do for you? It'll get you off those artificial junk food blues. Well, there's grains and beans, nuts and seeds, herbs and teas, dried fruits, and some honey from the bees. All kinds of food to support your life. 'Cause if it comes from Mother Earth, it's bound to be right. You ought to come by and check it out. See what Mother Earth Foods is all about.
Visit Mother Earth Foods at 19th and Plum Streets in Parkersburg.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. If you're just tuning into Highway to Health, we are coming off a break. We've got our great guest, Cheryl Myers, talking about olive oil today and the benefits of that. And welcome back, Cheryl.
Thank you so much. It has been too long, hasn't it?
It has been way too long. But you've been busy. Gosh, you've been all over the place from what I understand. And
I have been a little bit, yes.
Yeah. And we're going to be sending some folks up to the Chicago training.
Ooh,
yeah.
Excellent. Yes, we're having that big seminar in Chicago.
Yeah.
It's always well attended. I think it's because it's so easy for people to get to.
It is very easy.
Centrally located, yeah.
45-minute flight from, Columbus, which is real easy for us, too. So we're going to send up a couple people. I'd love to come, but I'm going to be doing my own thing. I've been doing a lot of traveling, too. But let's talk about these components and compounds that we do find in olive, because, we talk about health benefits of plants and of nutrients and different things like that, but they all have, like I said, I love plants. Plants have an affinity to us even through our DNA, but these compounds are what we're really talking about, are kind of the worker bees, right? They're the things that are kind of going into the body. The body says, oh, I can recognize that. I know what to do with that, right? And so tell us a little bit about some of what we would find in olive leaf that would be, giving us its benefits.
Absolutely. So, yes, we were talking about olive oil and how much we love it and how important it is. So, please, yes, incorporate more in your diet.
Yeah.
But there are things from the olive that you don't get in the oil.
Uh-huh.
There's also beneficial. It's like olive trees, in Greece, in Athens, Greece, the belief was in ancient times that the olive tree was the gift of Athena, the goddess of wisdom.
Oh yeah, okay.
To the city, remember? The olive tree is always associated with Athena, the goddess of wisdom. And boy, were they right on, even a couple thousand years ago.
Yeah.
Because it is an amazing, amazing plant.
The whole plant too, right? The tree, everything,
the
leaves, bark, everything. Yeah.
Right. So the fruit, which is the olive, is of course important, but it turns out that there are incredible compounds in the leaves as well.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're looking at maintaining overall health, then when we're looking at helping with healthy longevity, when we're looking at helping to prevent a lot of things like cardiovascular disease, immune system problems, the list goes on and on. We need to take a broader lens and look at all of the compounds that have particularly powerful benefits for health. So that's why Terry put together an olive extract. So people say, well, how much olive oil does a capsule of the olive extract equal? And I said, you cannot do that comparison.
Right.
Because
right.
Number one, not all olive oil is as rich in these compounds
mm-hmm.
as the extract is. And there are compounds in olive extract that are not from the oil. So you can't really
right.
do any kind of equivalence.
Yeah,
That
makes sense. So just eating the oil is quite a side thing, but there's other factors that we look at that, like I said, the leaf. I remember reading and studying olive leaf extract many, 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 many years ago, in regards to antimicrobial properties, used a lot of times in infection, bacterial, viral, and even with Lyme's disease. I had read some very interesting research on olive leaf extract, which, of course, was concentrated into a form so you could get a dosage kind of requirement, and that was a study done long, long, long time ago. But, and I think we've seen it on our shelves, for quite some time, but again, there's a lot of confusion in how to use it, so people don't think about that. And so here, I was really appreciative of the fact that you guys did come out with the olive extract EP20, which is the name on the product, folks. Just so you know, it's what we're talking about. So jump into that a little more, because there again, I love using whole plant, which means fruit, leaf. leaf, bark, whatever, you know.
Absolutely. So one of the, I think the compound that you're referring to is called oleuropein.
Yes.
And oleuropein is not found in the fruit. It's found in the leaf.
Yeah.
Oleuropein has been recognized in Europe, especially Germany, as a natural medicine for a very long time. So there's a lot of research, especially on oleuropein and blood pressure.
Oh.
So when you're struggling with blood pressure, we see that oleuropein is one of the most powerful natural compounds you can use to help you get your blood pressure back to where it needs to be.
Hmm.
People often ask me, well, what if my blood pressure is good and I want to use oleuropein because of the studies on it for helping to prevent cancer or, as you said, the antimicrobial activity? Is it going to take my blood pressure too low? No. That's thinking about it as a prescription drug. Prescription drugs push down, push down, push down. Doesn't care what you start with. It just pushes down. When you look at some of these natural pumps, they don't push down, they push towards normal. So if you have higher blood pressure, it helps to remove the obstacles so that your blood pressure can naturally get back to where it needs to be. It doesn't artificially push your blood pressure down.
Mm-hmm.
So if your blood pressure is 110 over 70 and you're a marathon runner and you're in fantastic shape and you take all your oleuropein, no, you're not going to drop your. It'll still be healthy for you. You're not going to drop your blood
pressure.
It's not
pushing
it. But it's great
to
know. Right, it doesn't push.
Doesn't it work also on like that inflammatory response a little bit too? And we know that blood pressure, vascular cell wall, a lot of times inflammation's kind of there. It's called silent inflammation. You don't feel it, you know, kind of thing.
Right.
So this is kind of very subtly kind of working in that arena, I would assume, too, you know, that it's
absolutely.
Just...
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's
absolutely.
Pretty good to know because...
Yeah.
You know, we talked about blood pressure last week, actually, with our guest, and, you know, because it's such a conundrum, and it's hard for people to get it under control and manage it because it's not just a simple, here, take one thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's other factors involved. So here's another reason that says, oh, hey, here's another compound. Not going to get it in the oil, but the oil's going to have benefit as well. But this might be the way to look at that.
Well,
too.
You know, a nice way to think about it is when I talk to patients or when I talk to consumers is oranges are healthy. I like oranges.
Yeah.
If you like oranges, I hope you eat oranges. Apples are healthy.
If
you like apples, I hope you eat apples. If you come down with a cold and you want high-dose vitamin C, to help boost your immune system, or if you're using, you know, vitamin C for something else, you're not going to go out and eat 32 oranges, right?
Aw, I don't think so.
No. So it's the same thing. Olive oil is your basic every single day healthy food. But when you're trying to address more serious medicinal purposes, then you need to look at something where you're getting the same amount of compound. That's another beauty of this extract, is it's not just that it has all your oleuropein in it, from the leaf, it's that it has it in a certain amount. There's also compounds called tocopherols. And the ones that your listeners will recognize is alpha tocopherol, which is another name for vitamin E. But alpha tocopherol is not an only child. Alpha tocopherol has three brothers and sisters. And they're called, it's alpha, beta, delta, gamma tocopherol. There's four different kinds of tocopherols. And even though we only call alpha vitamin E, the beta, the delta, and especially the gamma forms do some absolutely wonderful things in our body. They help to prevent abnormal blood clots. They assist in red blood cell formation.
Mm-hmm.
They play a role in immune system activity. They help your skin. They do all of these wonderful things. So making sure, and it's also been shown that alpha tocopherol is better behaved when its siblings around than when it's just isolated and taken out on its own. So you've got the full spectrum of tocopherols. Then there's another compound called oleanolic acid, which you can find it in the fruit, but it's more bountiful in the leaf.
Okay.
That has actually been shown in published studies to suppress tumor growth. It helps to improve your carbohydrate metabolism. It helps to prevent the liver from being damaged by its exposure to toxins. I mean, it's just another amazing compound. And the fourth one I want to mention is hydroxytyrosol. This actually protects your DNA. Now, the reason that's important is the DNA inside your cells are like a blueprint for how to build the house. And if you damage that blueprint, the next house you build is not going to be quite as good as the previous house.
Okay.
So you want to protect your DNA so that when your cells replicate themselves, build a new house, they build it exactly right. Because if mistakes happen, the cell may not live as long or the cell may not be as efficient. Mm-hmm. Worst case scenario, it damages the cell so much, it becomes a cancer cell. So protecting DNA is one of the most important things you can do to help with healthy aging or to slow down the aging process and also to help prevent different kinds of cancer. So that's when we talk about that full spectrum, why it's so important to have so many things on board.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you were talking about the tocopherols, you know, I started thinking, and you talked about this with a hydroxyl-tyrosol, the tocotrienols, you know, in the telomeres. You know, in a sense, I've read a lot about, you know, tocotrienols, which, of course, are, you know, these little subclasses, correct, in a sense, of your tocopherol. And it sounds like the hydroxyl-tyrosol is actually kind of working in some similar arena, similar area, right? Does that make sense? Is that kind of, am I thinking right?
Somewhat.
So
you know, one of the studies...
Go ahead. No,
go ahead. Oh, one of the studies I love to quote, and trust me, there's literally thousands of studies on the different compounds in olives. But one of my really like has to do with keeping cells what they call viable.
Okay.
Which is just a fancy way of saying keeping cells alive.
Yeah.
So when you're born with your lovely, wonderful young cells, they will only replicate a certain number of times. And as you said earlier, that part of that is indicated by telomere length, which is a little tail end on the gene. So when you get to the end, like, let's make this up. I'm making this up. Let's say your cells have the ability to replicate themselves 100 times.
Okay.
If your cells die off so quick that they have to replace twice a year, you'll live 50 years, right?
Uh-huh.
If you can make those cells live for a full year and you have 100 replications, you might make it to 100.
Gotcha.
So that's highly simplified.
Yes,
but keeping
it is.
the cells viable so that they don't have to replace themselves too quickly is incredibly important. One of the things that it takes away from cells being alive or stresses them or reduces their lifespan is oxidative stress.
Exactly.
And so they did this study looking at the variety of olive compounds at helping to alleviate some of the exposure to oxidative stress. So they did a control group that had 100% cellular viability. All the cells not exposed to any stressors, alive and kicking and ready to go. After exposure, that dropped 60%.
Hmm.
That means that cells were dying 40% faster.
Mm-hmm.
40% faster, 40% more. But they did the same experiment with cells that were protected with olive, and it went from 100 with all this stressful exposure down to 95.
Mm-hmm.
So even with these toxic stressors that can reduce the ability of the cell to stay alive, it only reduced it, even in that extreme situation, by 5%. Versus 40%.
Mm-hmm.
And so even though this is a simple study, you know, looking at cell viability, that can translate into if you keep your cells alive and healthy and replicating as good as they possibly can, it plays a big role in your own health and your own longevity.
Well, that's just it. And, you know, there's so much I keep seeing in publications and products coming out, you know, with this longevity factor, what you're talking about, you know, as the research is looking, say, well, not only can we live longer, but can we live longer healthily, you know, with health, you know,
right,
not with disease or with distress in the body. And you're right, you know, reducing those oxidative stressors, which, you know, anybody out there doing the standard American diet is producing a heck of a lot of stressors with, you know, oxidative stress. And the thing is, you can sit there and say, well, I love to eat this thing over here, but, you know, how do you compensate if you don't have a healthy lifestyle, which is the core of what our DNA, I think, of what our body's designed for anyway. We just had a mushroom thing, you know, training with Host Defense not too long ago. And, you know, it was pretty fascinating when you start to look even at the research of the medicinal mushroom compounds that are out there that can be just taken in as food, you know, which your body knows what to do with these things. Dr. Jim Duke always said, you know, he goes, your body will take what it needs and discard the rest. And he said, you just have to have it coming in regularly, you know, bathe yourself in these things, you know, make sure that you've got them all the time coming into your body and let your body figure it out, you know. So
excellent way of looking at it. But I'd add one caveat.
Sure.
If your digestion is working correctly and if you can absorb that, you don't have so much inflammation that it's interfering with, how you absorb your nutrients. So one of the best things we can do is to help make sure that when people are eating a healthy diet, that it gets to where it needs to be and that they stay healthy. Yeah,
so a person wanting to look into this, you know, we're talking about olive extract, you know, in a capsule, EP20. What would the just one a day? I mean, what would be a good starting spot for somebody?
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. For about one a day, as I said.
Okay.
This is you remember the commercial about this is not your father's or your grandfather's Oldsmobile or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is not your grandpa's olive. This is souped up. You know, this is the fancy.
It's the Maserati, right?
Right. This is a Maserati. So this has more than, it's a 500 milligram capsule, but of that, more than 100 milligrams is oleuropein.
Yeah.
It's more than 65% of 65 milligrams is that oleinolic acid.
Okay.
The hydroxytyrosol is more than 15, so are the tocopherol.
Yeah.
So we're talking about this is jam packed with exactly the compounds that you need from the olive tree to touch on so many different aspects of health, including cardiovascular, including longevity, including beautiful skin, including protection of the immune system. The list goes on and on. So one per day, it doesn't sound like a lot, but that's a pretty good nice dose.
Yeah,
it is. Surely it is.
Well, Cheryl, my gosh, the time flies when you're on with me. we're at the end of our time, I think. So any other quick word of wisdom you could share with us?
No, I guess the only thing is I really love this product as soon as it came out. You know, even though I eat olive oil every single day, it was part of my regimen.
Okay.
You know, if you want to, you know, do the Mr. Spock thing and live long and prosper, this is one of the keystones.
Okay.
This is one of those keystones that you need to get on board.
All right.
And
brand new out, folks. Terry Naturally's olive oil extract EP20. That's what we're talking about today with Cheryl Myers. Cheryl, love you so much. Appreciate you being on with me, and I cannot wait to see you in person. We will do that this year somewhere, okay?
Yes, we will.
One way or the other, we're going to make this happen. So I appreciate you so much, and can you just keep doing the good work you're doing out here, and we'll keep doing our stuff too. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Blessings on your day. You have a wonderful one. All right. Talk to you soon. All right. So, hey, that was great, Cheryl Myers. We're going to take a little short break, you know, pause for the cause here before we close out the show. Again, Nature's Way, Natural Factors, Irwin Naturals, Terry Naturally, Earthworks, and Life Seasons are our sponsors. I'm Dave Hawkins, herbalist owner of Mother Earth Foods. I know you have a lot of options when it comes to what probiotic to take. It's hard to know what brands to trust. That's why I'm introducing my own line of Earthworks probiotics. Here are a few things that you should know when you're buying a probiotic. Earthworks probiotics have been created with human microflora that belong in your digestive tract. All Earthworks probiotics are shelf stable and don't require refrigeration. Earthworks probiotics have been bioengineered to resist stomach acid so that you get the dosage you need where you need it the most. There are 9 products with up to 100 billion cultures and specific strains for women, children, and colon health. So you can be sure to find the right probiotic to support your digestive and immune system. And of course, loyalty customers always get double loyalty points for any Earthworks products. So watch your savings add up and be sure to stay healthy out there.
Find Earthworks Probiotics, Dave's online, only at Mother Earth Foods. Shop with confidence.
I'm Healthy Dave, herbalist owner of Mother Earth Foods. Some years back, we introduced Cadia Foods as our exclusive house brand. Now I'm pleased to announce even more savings on the Cadia brand through our everyday low price program. We know that eating healthy food can sometimes feel like a luxury, especially if you're on a budget. But with our everyday low prices, you can shop with confidence knowing that you're getting the best value for your money. At Mother Earth Foods, we have always believed that healthy, wholesome food should be accessible to everyone. That's why we are committed to offering our favorite Cadia natural and organic foods at great prices. From frozen fruits and vegetables to snacks and pantry staples, we've got everything you need to eat well and feel great at the prices you'll love.
Why wait? Head over to Mother Earth Foods today and start saving big on all your grocery essentials. Look for the everyday low price shelf talkers for the lowest prices possible. Shop with confidence.
Blood
Blood sugar management is key to maintaining a healthy body, yet millions of Americans struggle with ailments related to poorly controlled insulin levels. Natural Factors makes Wellbedics Berberine as a natural option for improving blood sugar, triglycerides, and cholesterol levels. Berberine is a natural occurring compound extracted from the roots of plants, including barberry, golden seal, and Oregon grape. Modern evidence shows berberine works to restore insulin sensitivity and promotes cardiovascular health by helping to lower LDL, the bad cholesterol, in people with poorly controlled blood sugar. Every Wellbedics capsule provides 500 milligrams of pure berberine, the same concentration used successfully in clinical trials to enhance insulin sensitivity and support weight management. By lowering blood sugar, berberine minimizes the body's production of insulin, the fat-storing hormone. Give Natural Factors Wellbedics Berberine a try. It's risk-free for 30 days or your money back. On sale now at Mother Earth Foods in Parkersburg.
Mother Earth Foods, where you can shop with confidence.
All right, we are back. Believe it or not, it's another show. We've made it through. A little inside baseball. There were circumstances beyond our control that we've got about exactly 3 minutes to get through.
Hey.
But I think we've got enough material now that we'd be good.
Yeah.
Healthy Dave. Hey. Good show, quick show, a lot of info on this show.
Yeah, it's been a great show. Always great to have Cheryl Myers. You know, Cheryl and I go way back too as friends, and she's so knowledgeable. I just love her. And she really can relate it to you guys out there in the listening world in simple English that says, hey, this is something that you might want to consider. So keep that in mind, folks. Now, I want to remind you, the Herb Walk at Cedar Lane Farm will be Saturday, May 18th. You got plenty of time to register for that. It will usually fill up. Morning sessions are more popular than the afternoon, but hopefully we'll work for a good day. And if it is raining, we do it rain or shine because, you know, I got a raincoat.
Yeah.
And it
I think I have an umbrella, but I'll have to dig it up.
Umbrellas work, too. Just wear the proper attire. Yeah. Hey, next week's show, we've got Maggie Frank back with us from CV Science. And so we're going to be talking about how to keep your pets happy and healthy with the use of CBD oils. CV Science has been a leader in the CBD world for a long time, and they've got a really good pet product out now. And I've witnessed this actually personally with animals, the benefit of that. So keep that in mind. Let's see what else. Oh, Earth Day is Monday, the 22nd. Of course, we will have a show next Wednesday with Maggie Frank, but we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, at the very beginning about Earth Day and what we can continue to do. Remember, those water bottles are kind of nasty for us. So if you've got a container that's a metal container, stainless steel, fill it up with filtered water, things of that nature. Get away from the plastics. I think that's one of the biggest issues we're talking about. Single-use plastic bags we're no longer using, so bring a bag when you want to shop at Mother Earth. And you can win a Earth Day shirt if you register before Earth Day. You can register for a giveaway, free giveaway. I wanted to shout out and give a thanks to John Chalfin today for being our engineer and co-host.
So wow, I can do two things at once.
Yes, in the absence of Jameson. So we wish him safe travels back to the Parkersburg area. And folks, enjoy the weather, enjoy the spring, and if you give somebody a hug.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love it. All right, brothers, be good.
All right, we'll see you back here next Wednesday on Highway to Health.
You've been listening to Highway to Health with Healthy Dave on FM 103.5 and AM 1230 WVNT. Listen next Wednesday at 9 a.m. for Highway to Health and visit the website MotherEarthWorks.com.
Highway to Health.
The preceding program has been a paid advertisement for its sponsor. The opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, and other show participants are not necessarily those